Chris and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
I had the sweats yesterday thinking that you're dropping your sports, Duke's going to win it all type of comment was going to come to an end.
Yeah, no.
With UCF and Taco and all those guys trying to take them down, and within like seconds, Duke pulls out the win. Wow.
I was watching it in Indiana at Buckheads, and people were going nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you didn't like basketball, you couldn't help but just think, wow, okay.
Yeah, we weren't necessarily super like paying attention to that game, but it was on, and then we got into it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because it was crazy.
So yeah, number one seeded Duke pulls off a slight victory against UCF, but doesn't matter. They stay alive, so 77-76. Kentucky, obviously, they beat Wofford after Wofford gave them a run.
Yeah.
So they're alive to take on number three Houston on the 29th. And then the NCAA tournament comes to Louisville next weekend. So, you know, it was just here for the women. It's going to be here for the men now. So we'll get to see Virginia, Oregon, and we'll get to see Purdue and Tennessee come to Louisville. So
go Purdue.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So who was the kid that was 7 foot six?
Taco.
That's Taco.
Yeah.
I love the fact that his name is Taco.
Yeah, for sure. T-A-C-K-O.
That's kind of great.
And then on the women's side, Louisville has no trouble with Robert Morris, has no trouble with Michigan, and so they're waiting to take on the winner of Gonzaga and Oregon State, which that game will be today. And Kentucky is playing today, the women's basketball team, today at 7. So they're taking on NC State. So both Kentucky and Louisville both still alive in the women's NCAA tournament. Wow, look at that. Sports. Sports action.
All of your hopes and dreams on the ladies.
Oh, are you talking cards fans?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
Continue to pin the hopes and dreams.
Today, Can't Beat Kelly. Another opportunity for you to pick up a victory against the pop culture champion, which hasn't actually happened in 2019 yet. So it'd be your first opportunity to do that. We have a naked person on the show.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Well, when you say it like that, it's like the one of the three of us is going to be naked. That's not necessarily
the case. It's a naked story on the show.
Yes.
Naked story on the show.
Okay.
And then starting here in just about 20 minutes, your first opportunity to get on that $1,000 a day, which we're giving away, giving you the opportunity for every single day, starting at 6 with Louisville Lou. That returns. So that's coming up.
Starting with fairly easy words, or is this going to be difficult from the get-go?
No, it's starting with fairly easy.
Okay, so just keep in mind that a lot of these words are going to have some maybe connection to Derby, Louisville, stuff like that.
There you go.
So study up on your Derby horses, because some of them get a little dicey.
All right. Coming up, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do when you see a cockroach. That is on the way.
Oh, wow.
In 10 minutes.
We have to live that life around here.
Sometimes.
Quite a bit.
Sometimes.
In fact,
this is how not to do it.
One found his way into my office last week, so.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he found his way out of the office.
Oh, tragic.
To move on to live his cockroach life.
Okay.
My space is more of a no cockroach zone. I'll say that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a sign. Maybe you didn't know.
Maybe I need to post. You're
maybe
right.
Maybe you need to post
I'll
a sign.
I'll post a sign today.
Yeah.
I'll even draw a little picture.
All right. State of the Bar coming up here in just about 10 minutes on DJX. Good morning, guys. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. State of the Bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it. And you can think, you know what? I'm doing okay. You know, cockroaches, insects are a nuisance. A lot of times you don't want them in your actual house.
Yeah, you see them, you get shocked. You're like, sure. No.
But if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without shooting yourself in the foot while trying to kill a cockroach, you're doing okay.
Ouch.
Gentleman accidentally busted a cap into his own foot early Tuesday morning while attempting to take out a cockroach.
I'm sorry, she said busted a cap?
Yeah, this isn't a real news reporter.
Okay.
This isn't a real news reporter.
She's trying, though.
Yeah, this 50-year-old guy, he saw a cockroach in his house. He's in a wheelchair, and he's decided, you know what? I'm going to grab the closest thing to me and get rid of that cockroach. So grabbed his shoe, threw the shoe at the cockroach.
It didn't work.
Well, here's the thing. The shoe contained his revolver.
He had the gun in the shoe.
In the shoe. So when he threw the shoe at the cockroach, the revolver went off, shooting him in the foot.
See, initially, when I first heard the story, I'm thinking he just like, I'm going to shoot it. That's a fun story, too.
That would have been fun, too.
But unfortunately, he thought, well, the shoe tossing might have been a good idea.
Had there not been a gun inside the shoe.
Sure.
Right. So when he threw his shoe, the gun discharged, shot him in the foot. So again, he's in stable condition.
That's good.
Yes.
That is good.
If you can manage to make it through the day without shooting yourself while trying to get rid of a cockroach, you're doing okay.
That's tough because, I mean, if you're in a wheelchair, you have limited options.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say tossing a shoe, probably a good method. We just need to not keep our gun there.
Or check.
Yeah,
the shoe
check
before
first,
you throw it.
Before you toss it,
there
sure.
There you go. That's Side of the Bar, guys.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, where you can get locations in Louisville and E-Town or online at KentuckySchoolService.com. If you missed it, Louisville Loot winning word, Justify, J-U-S-T-I-F-Y. Get that in, WDJX.com.
Hot tip.
Hot tip.
Go ahead and just start a running list. Of all the words each day.
There you go.
Hot tip.
Hot tip.
Just keep going. Just keep a list.
All right. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You probably saw this, but we posted it over the weekend. This family in England looking to hire a nanny to dress up as different Disney princesses. The job? About $53,000 a year.
I got to be honest. Don't tell my husband I applied for the job.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's going viral, this job posting, because they just want, basically it reads, we know this isn't a normal request for nannies. However, we think it would be a great way to teach our girls about things like determination, compassion, fearlessness, ambition from strong yet relatable female role models.
Don't tell my kids either. It's going to be fun.
I never would.
I'm excited.
Where did mom go?
She's been on vacation for a while.
Yeah. Why does she have all these Princess Tiana, Princess Anna
doesn't matter.
Dresses now?
Yeah. I'm going to take all my daughter's wigs. They look like a hot mess, but it's fine. I'll work it out.
It'll be fine. Just run a comb through it. It'll be fine. In addition to playing dress up, you would take care of a five-year-old twin girls.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you just got to create that fun atmosphere.
You know what? And you know the other part of it? Because I'm sure they're going to want me to. I should probably speak British. They live in London.
Have you already put yourself in this?
You're telling me that I get to dress up as a princess, a Disney princess every day, and I get to speak in an English accent because how else will they understand me?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right. How would they?
How else? I have to speak the native tongue.
That's right.
Do I not?
They wouldn't understand.
We would have a spot of tea every day.
So yeah, gig pays $52,500, includes 25 days off, national holidays, and sick days.
That is way more than I make here. This is great.
And the family will cover the cost of the costumes, so you don't even have to come with a suitcase full of costumes.
I loved you, family. Bye-bye. Peep, peep. Cheerio.
Make sure you bring your dogs, though.
Oh, well, no.
All right, so there you go.
The dogs.
Hey, you can stay. Thank you. Husband, take care of those.
Exactly, fine. Okay. I'm packing my bags today. Sorry.
Okay,
I'm out. It's been a good run.
All right.
It's been a good run. I'll miss you all. When I'm talking British, dressed as a princess.
Wonderful. All right, so that should feel good.
Okay.
You know, maybe you're the right person for this job.
I am. Thank you. Thank you for featuring it.
This is my
swan song.
Okay.
Farewell.
There it is. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. 99.7 DJX. Ava Max, it's DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ava Max there. It is the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Text message 502-571-9970 from a listener. Shout out to her mom having a birthday, Janine Yates. So, Janie Yates. Yeah. Sorry, I just can't read. There you are.
Do you need your readers?
No.
You need some readers.
No, it's spelled not in a way that I would spell it. So happy birthday! I don't want to take away from your birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Yay!
I hate the way you spell your name, but happy birthday, yay!
No, I didn't say that. No, hate's a very strong word. I don't say that. Justify, J-U-S-T-I-F-Y. That is your Louisville Loot winning word. Get that in, WDJX.com. And you could be on your way to winning $1,000 today. So that'd be very nice. All right, coming up next, one of the top trending stories.
Oh, Barbara Streisand.
Oh, what's she doing?
She stepped in it a little. She stepped in it.
All right.
Big time. She should probably, let's close that pie hole a little bit.
Closing we'll pie hole.
We'll tell you what she said coming up.
All right, after Khalid. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Bockfest is this weekend.
OMG.
Goats and beer.
Goats and beer.
Nulu.
I mean, need we say more? It's goats and beer.
What was the name of our goat?
Jimmy.
It was Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy, the little boy.
Our little 3-day old baby goat that we held here in the studio, and now he's all grown up, a couple of weeks old, and ready to race.
Yeah, yeah. We had him on Valentine's Day here.
Yes, and he was literally now, 3 days old.
Now he's
and already making personal appearances. It was a little
boy.
Weird.
Yeah, you know.
It he was a celebrity intense. Already.
He is a celebrity.
He's 3 days old, and he's already rocking the publicity tour.
So that'll be cool. Bockfest is this weekend. All ages at in Nulu, 99.7 DJX. All right, so, okay, coming up next, one of the, man, a lot of people chimed in on this. Our free therapy from last week.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, we got it for you. There was just a sea of lies.
A sea of lies.
A sea of lies.
A web was woven of
if
the
you
lies.
Will. Yes, yes.
It was right. Kind of impressive, a little.
So yeah, that is coming up next on 99.7
DJX. JX. Relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so walk us through this issue that you kind of described to us on Facebook.
Right. So I have this tattoo behind my ear in, like, you know, a subtle spot of the name Taylor.
Taylor
is the
Taylor.
Name?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I told my current boyfriend it's the name of my childhood dog that passed away.
When you say it like that, I'm guessing it's not the name of a childhood dog that passed away?
No, not so much. You know, and the problem with that is that I'm actually taking him to my parents' house to meet them this weekend. Uh-huh. And to explain, you know, preemptively, kind of try to get ahead of it, I kind of, you know, told him that there wouldn't be any pictures of the dog anywhere because the house had burned in a fire and we lost everything.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second. So are you telling me that? Obviously, that didn't happen, right?
No.
So you have lie and then lie number two, which is a big lie.
So,
and I just keep digging myself, like, further and further into hole of lies.
I mean, you went from 0 to 100 real quick.
I know. Yeah. I'm impressed by this.
Well, I mean, and maybe, I don't know, it wouldn't be a problem, but now I'm kind of freaking out, obviously. You know, what if he asks about the dog or the fire for that matter?
So, you didn't have a childhood dog and you never had a fire, I'm assuming.
That is correct.
Okay. Do we?
So what? Like, what is? There might be a possibility he's not going to walk in, meet your mom, and say, "Oh, the house looks great after the fire," or "Hey, where's Taylor the dog?" Like, there is. It's very possible he doesn't say that.
Hopefully not right off the bat, but I mean, I guess in conversation it might come up. But well, here's the problem too, though, is that if he does ask, my mom's obviously not gonna know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But also the worst part is, like, there are plenty of old pictures of me in the house, so why did those get burned?
Oh.
And,
yeah. Okay.
And your beloved childhood dog pictures got burned.
It was a selective fire.
Yes. Right.
Selective fire. We only burned a few things.
I don't know what to do. I don't know that I expected it to last this long, but now I really like him, and I'm afraid that he's going to think I'm crazy and break up with me.
Do we know who's Taylor?
Yeah, why the elaborate lies to cover up who Taylor is? Who is Taylor? Is this an old boyfriend?
Taylor Hansen.
I'm sorry. But,
you said Taylor Hansen, like of the Hansen brothers?
Did you date him?
No, I just love him. And
Sorry.
I don't want to remove that tattoo ever. But, like, I love him, and I just, I don't know why I'm embarrassed, but I just didn't want him to know if that's what it was.
You're just a super mega fan of Taylor Hanson.
Yes.
So much so you got a tattoo.
You got a tattoo of Taylor Hanson.
And you're
Hanson.
Embarrassed now.
And now you've woven this sea of lies where you told your boyfriend that Taylor's actually a childhood dog, but sadly, no pictures of this dog because there was a fire in your house.
That everything was destroyed in.
You are a piece of work.
That's elaborate.
So now it's like...
That's impressive.
You've got the sweats because he's coming to your house or your right. parents' house in... Okay, wow.
Okay, wait. Oh, do your parents know about the tattoo? Like, if you, like, tipped your parents off that you've kind of dug this hole, would they go along with you on that?
I don't think she goes down... You can't dig yourself even more into this hole by getting your parents involved.
Well, it's like, what's crazier, the fact that you got the tattoo or the fact that you made up all these lies? Then your parents are going to think you're nutty.
What's way the crazy? I don't know.
All right, well, there's plenty of people texting in to suggest how you approach this.
Oh, God,
this
I'm invested.
This is bizarre.
Look, I need to know how the visit goes. Now I'm invested.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling. And if you want to hang out, maybe you can hear how others suggest you approach this.
I feel like Taylor needs to know about your depth of your love for him. That needs to happen, too.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Hanson?
Yes, he needs to know.
Just kidding. I don't want to make that happen. I don't think he needs to know that.
Listen,
no,
that could be
absolutely
perfect,
though.
Ellen DeGeneres would have Taylor Hanson and this girl on. It could be magical.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, not only do we have another winning word for you with Louisville Loot Derby Edition at around 7 o'clock, we got a naked story before that.
That's fun.
So that's exciting. And later in the show, an update on that special tattoo and story and everything.
It's unexpected.
It is.
But I'm so super happy it happened.
So yeah, if you missed the update, it's going to happen a little bit later on in the show, around 8:30 or so. Just check back on the podcast, okay? WDJX.com. We'll get that up there. All right, Chris Randolph, 502 Trap. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. Radio, and you can get live radio, you can get our podcast and everything right there from your smart speaker. I don't know how your bracket's doing, but we've got an alternate bracket up on our website at WDJX.com, Battle of the Burbs, the different suburbs there around Louisville. You can vote on which one you think is the best, and you could win some prizes from Drake's there in St. Matthews, so that's pretty cool. End of the tournament's going to win a big old party there, valued at about $250. So
nice.
There you go, WDJX.com. Speaking of brackets... Kat, how's your bracket doing? You're actually doing a bracket, right?
I did a bracket. I don't know anything about sports, but I picked Florida State, and they won. Go Florida! Yay! I'm doing good.
Wow.
Doing
good. Okay.
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So there you go. In the NCAA men's division, Kentucky taking on Houston this weekend, March 29th. And then, of course, Murray State, they fell to Florida State, which Kat kind of referenced there. Big time, 90-62. So, Duke escapes a scare against UCF.
Dude, we were all invested at Buckhead.
Yeah, that gave everybody the sweats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that whole game. It didn't matter if you didn't like sports at all. The way UCF came back and tied and then went up on Duke. Wow, that was pretty impressive there.
And then, Taco, I like the name. Taco.
Yeah, for sure.
7 foot.
Seven six, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So coming to Louisville this weekend, of course, the NCAA Men's Championship Sweet 16 coming to Louisville. And you've got Virginia, you've got Oregon, Purdue, and Tennessee all playing in Louisville this next weekend. So there you go. A little sports action there. And the women's, Louisville cruising over Michigan and Robert Morris to play the winner of Gonzaga and Oregon State, which is later on. And then the Kentucky women playing tonight, NC State. So the women are rolling too. Wow. Was that too much sports for you?
It was a little much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did you follow?
I did.
Okay, good. Good.
Barely.
I definitely got lost along
the way.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask you, Kat, because I realized that.
The glazed over look.
Yeah,
but go sports. sports. Yay.
Yay, yay for sports. Yay. Hey, coming up next, a naked story.
See, now we're back.
Hey, we're now back.
We're back.
I'm invested in the show once more.
All right, coming up next, naked story. After Post Malone, 99.70 JX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, and also up on the smart speaker. Next, it's another word for your Louisville Loot Derby edition. Chance for you to pull in $1,000 today, so that's pretty cool. You ready for a naked story?
Sure.
All right.
Ooh, this is fun music.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to board an airplane naked, you're doing okay.
Wow.
This music is because it's straight from the motherland of Russia.
Okay, fantastic.
So this naked Russian man attempted to board a plane, saying that being naked made him, quote, more aerodynamic.
More does he know he gets to ride inside the plane and not outside the plane?
I don't know.
I mean,
And to that argument in itself, I have to pause and think, there are things that are probably not as aerodynamic on a man's body than, say, someone else.
Yes, unless it was harnessed in some way.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
With duct tape?
I don't know.
Okay, so he said, here's the thing. He made it through security.
Okay.
Fully clothed.
All right. And then, that's when he decided to disrobe.
That's right. And ran to the gate of his plane. According to reports, he shouted that he was naked because clothing impairs his aerodynamics of his body.
Well.
He flies with more agility when undressed.
Okay.
How are you going to deny this guy?
I have a question. Wait a minute. Did he consider body hair? Has he, like, laser hair removed? Yeah.
He had hair. So yeah, as swimmers, as you say, sometimes swimmers will shave down their body to create that aerodynamics.
So if he's truly concerned about that, he probably would have gone that extra distance.
He just thinks it's his clothes that are preventing him from being completely aerodynamic in order to fly.
It's a minor oversight. Minor oversight.
How are you going to deny a guy who's rolling in with science?
I would not. With that kind of logic, you are right.
And there are videos of this guy, he's literally just standing in line, naked, in the queue, ready to go. Yes,
nothing to see here.
Do you have any carry-ons? Does it look like it?
Does it look like it?
You want to search me?
I got my package.
Pat me down.
Does it look like it?
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
I got a fun fact. I had to look up what aerodynamic meant, but I did all the learning. Yay!
Yay!
See, you know what? This is an educational show. Aerodynamic. It is.
Okay. Aerodynamic. Of or having the shape which reduces the drag from moving air past.
That was the sign of Ben's forehead hitting the microphone.
That's right. I about passed out. I about passed out. So, yeah. Naked story. Courtesy of a naked Russian man attempting to fly completely naked because clothes...
Inhibit his aerodynamics. Wow. You really don't argue with that kind of science. I just let him pass.
I was going to say, he rolled with science.
He did.
He's like, listen.
Look it up.
Clothes impair the aerodynamics of my body.
Listen, so, I'm just trying to help you get a better flight.
You're welcome. Setting the bar. Just managed to make it through the day without rolling up to SDF or the Muhammad Ali Airport there with a... completely naked.
Where's Russian Rob when we need him to translate the story?
Russian Rob needs to translate his story.
I mean, I feel like he could better tell the story than we could with he's got the accent.
So there you go. That's Setting the Bar, guys. I'm 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority at locations Louisville and E-Town, online KentuckySchoolService.com.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, Louisville Loot Derby Edition is always.
Always?
Always.
A-L-W-A-Y-S, always.
There you go, always. That is your Louisville Loot winning word. Get that in at WDJX.com and... by the end of the day, you could be $1,000 richer. So that'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. So WDJX.com. Good luck. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You're a big fan of the Marvel Universe, right?
I do. I love the Marvel Comics. Yes.
So now Marvel is offering one fan $1,000 and a bunch of other prizes to watch all 20 Marvel Comic Universe films before the Avengers Endgame comes out.
Oh, wow. That is going to take some time.
Now, there are currently 21. They're not, however, counting Captain Marvel because it's still in theaters.
Okay.
So they're saying everyone up until that. And they're saying you got 2 days to do it, or sorry, 3 days to do it. That's more than 40 hours of film.
Oh, wow. And I'm going to have to take a couple days off then.
Yeah, they're going to have to live tweet it. So
okay.
Social media is a big part of the application process.
I'm assuming like video to prove that you are in fact sitting in front of the movies.
Well, right? You got to be at least 18. These are the requirements. You got to be at least 18. You have to have an
that
active...
takes your daughters out because your daughters are starting to dive in, right?
Yeah. They have to have an active, outgoing social media personality.
Okay. Oh, and so they're going to like judge you already. You have to have like a a good enough personality on your social media for us to even consider you. All
right. But for 3 days, they're going to give you $1,000. They're going to give you every Marvel Comic Universe movie on Blu-ray.
Okay.
A Captain America popcorn popper.
Yes, that's fun.
An Infinity Gauntlet mug.
Yes.
An Iron Man Snuggie.
I'm in it.
A $100 Grubhub gift card.
You could have stopped at the Snuggie. I would have been all in it just for the Snuggie.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So there you go.
That's fun.
You got to demonstrate your expertise in the Marvel Universe and also submit a 200-word essay.
That all is nice. But did they include like tickets to the premiere? Like, I need to be sitting next to RDJ, like, in the theater, watching Endgame. That's got to be a part of it for me to invest that kind of time, write the essay. I mean, I'm going to have to find somebody to write that for me because...
Sure.
That's,
Yeah, I know. That's like a lot of, like, school.
It's a lot of school-like stuff. Yeah, I think I maybe wrote one. No, I wrote two reports all the way through college.
All right, good for you.
Yeah, comm majors.
So, there you go. Marvel, if you're a... expertise in the Marvel Universe, you could get $1,000 and a bunch of other prizes just to watch movies.
Listen, if you're going to guarantee me a seat between RDJ and Chris Pratt, I'm going to need Chris Hemsworth right in front of me. I'm going to need that little seating chart to be a part of it, and I'm in. Okay, I'll even write the essay myself.
So
if they're
going
to throw that in, I'll write the essay myself. I won't get anybody else to do it.
Marvel's offering up this opportunity. Kelly's kicking back her own terms.
I got a counteroffer.
She's kicking back her own terms.
You can sign off on that. Like,
I hear what you're saying.
In front of me. I'm going to need some Star-Lord on my right.
All right.
I'm going to need some Iron Man, Tony Stark, right here on my left.
Sure.
It's a done deal. Wait, you know what? Put Bradley Cooper behind me. I'm going to need Bradley Cooper behind me. He plays the raccoon. What's the raccoon's name? Rocket. He plays Rocket.
I can't believe you're not even including Deadpool in all this.
Well, Deadpool, is he included now?
I don't know. Sometimes he is. Sometimes he's not. Am I just making that up?
Moral of the story. Just put all the hotties around.
All right, yes. All right. I'm going to need Ryan Reynolds on my lap.
All right.
and then I'll do it.
There's Kelly's terms for her to even apply for this.
That's my counteroffer.
All right, so there you go. That's your feel good. Film every single hour powered by Ray's Ford. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Have you seen the video that's been going around of this NBC news anchor or a news reporter, Matt Bradley, spitting in his hand as they're
in his hand? Why?
As they're throwing live to him. He's doing his hair. He's doing his hair.
NBC News, Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and
that?
So-called caliphate were. Matt, what's the situation for you?
Oh, wow. Wait,
he's slugging
it. Both hands.
All right, we do not have Matt. We will come back to him when we get him.
No, his hair is not ready for the report.
No. And Matt's even like.
Back.
Good?
Good? Are we good?
Better?
Is this better?
Listen,
is this better?
If there's one thing we've learned about the reporter and the camera person's relationship is that the camera person is all about making sure it's like they're the mirror, right?
Right.
We've done it before.
I like that it was like a double spit, like one round.
Right? No, it wasn't enough.
No.
Like, listen, he's got a mane. He
has beautiful hair.
He has gorgeous hair.
I have hair envy.
Yeah.
This. Matt Bradley.
But he must have needed to like activate the product.
So NBC News' Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and so-called caliphate were. Matt, what's the situation for you?
What's the situation for you? Well, shiny and bouncy, they came back to you.
It's a double spit palm situation.
Good? Fine? Better?
Better.
All right, we do not have Matt. We will
come back to him when we get his hair is not yet ready.
His hair is ready.
Get that riveting update.
Come back in 90 seconds. Right. We'll be good to go.
Wow.
So yeah. Kelly, is that what you do to your hair?
Absolutely. Just a little spit?
I've done a little spit to tame the calic before.
Yeah, that's 1,000% what I do to my son.
Yeah,
I'll do that. Because he never looks at the back of his head.
But I've never just like gone.
Yeah, and no, I'm that's... Like, he like hawked a loogie.
Yeah, he did. Like, you know, he was making sure he got the product there.
It was a double palm situation. It wasn't just a little wet the tip of your fingers and just smooth something down. It was like the whole head.
All right. Wow. Number one trending story coming up next.
Fun.
Ed Sheeran first, 99.7 DJX.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran, and I'm on with my ginger brother from another mother, Ben Davis, and Kelly Kay on 99.7 DJX.
Text messages at 502-571-9970 from a listener. I need a code for Shively.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Sent in some pictures of fog. A fog has apparently blanketed Shively.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoa.
So I'm going to say, if I'm looking at that fog sweat scale, I'm saying it's up near red.
Oh, whoa. That's intense.
That's what I'm saying.
Dang.
Up near red. Level.
Dang. All right.
We always code the fog sweat level in color because I feel like it signifies and explains it a little bit better than words can sometimes.
When you see red, you know the severity level.
Yeah, for sure. Baby powder needs to be applied heavily in all your tender areas.
Many shakes.
And special spots, for sure, as the sweat action is going.
Yeah. Bring another outfit because you're going to be sweating right through it. Need to change when you get to work.
Very good hot tip from Kat there.
Yeah.
So, Shively, watch out for the fog there. 99.7 DJX. So, yeah, we just try to give you the up-to-date conditions on your... Oh, PRP apparently is already bad, too.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
seriously?
Gosh. Oh, that entire Southwest End. Oh,
that's way more intense than we had ever anticipated.
I wasn't anticipating more than just one neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
All right. So PRP and Shively, be on the... I'm just going to go ahead and throw a red alert on PRP as well.
I hope you were prepared as you left the house today with all the baby powder you need.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so there you go. That's your baby powder index level, red, for Shively and PRP. Many, many pats of that baby powder in your special areas there.
Wow.
Okay, so was Ron Burgundy calling some hockey action?
Listen, you didn't know that you needed this today, but you do. The NHL's official YouTube channel. This is their little headline here. Channel 4 news anchor Ron Burgundy takes over the broadcast booth, making his play-by-play debut as the LA Kings face the San Jose Sharks. And this was just a little bit of that magic.
Hey, can you make an announcement for...
That is not it.
That was not Ron Burgundy, was it?
Wait a second.
Ron Burgundy sounds a lot different.
That is not Ron Burgundy.
You had one job.
That is not Ron Burgundy. Wait.
Okay.
Wait, try it again.
Okay. Are we good now?
Maybe.
Okay.
Hey, can you...
No, definitely not.
That's not it.
Oh, that's a great story.
Hang on a second.
All right.
Hang on a second. I don't know what's wrong with
that. He's like going through puberty over there. Yeah,
Ron Burgundy sounds a lot different than what I've come to... Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Hang on.
San Jose Sharks have never won a Stanley Cup. Could you say that one more time? I shared a couple of Molsons. I only had one.
You only had one.
And I had 15. I once saw Jeff Carter with his shirt off in the locker room.
What was your reaction?
He's got the goods. Oh, yes! Oh, pass save! And cleared by the Kings. Take that, San Jose. Zero Stanley Cups.
Wow.
Zero Stanley Cups for the San Jose Sharks. Shot on goal! He scores!
$1,000. Put that baby to bed without a diaper.
I like that.
Yes, burritos for everyone.
Burritos for everyone. All right.
There you go.
There it is. Wow, that was a
Wasn't that worth it? Dramatic. Yeah.
Dramatic lead in to.
It was just a little taste.
Ron Burgundy.
Just a little taste. And if you want to go up to the website, WDJX.com, got the whole thing in its full glory for you.
All right.
Yeah, you should see it. It's fun.
Cool. Hang on. There we go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
My screen went blank there.
The buttons are working well today.
All right. So, hey, coming up, it's five pop culture questions and you versus Kelly.
Oh, God, that just got aggressive.
Yep, can't be Kelly. Coming up here next.
She used to meet me on ice in the city with a sun no set.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Home of Louisville Loot, Derby Edition. Another shot for you to get in on that $1,000 a day coming up at 8 on 99.7 DJX. Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show from Daniel. He writes, Saturday during that hashtag Papa John's 10 miler, a wave of terror came crawling into my soul.
Oh no.
When I felt it on mile 7.
No.
What'd you feel?
My nipples got tender.
Oh!
I yelled, my nipples.
No, he didn't.
Those things could cut glass at the end of the run. Hashtag tender nipples. Hashtag oh no. Oh my God.
Kelly, where were you to hashtag rub cream diamond on nips. Him?
Nowhere near that.
Listen.
I was nowhere near that.
I have said for years.
Yeah.
That is a thing. And I will say that I finished the Papa John's 10 miler with
great.
Hashtag no tender nipples.
That's fantastic news.
Yep.
We were all worried.
Thank you.
It's just it's another one of the thousands of reasons that I don't run.
Yeah. Hashtag no tender nipples.
Yeah.
Four slices of pizza.
Wow.
Three Gatorades.
Whoa.
I know. I didn't even eat breakfast before the Papa John's 10 miler because I was anticipating
the pizza down the system
at the end.
Okay.
I was like, I just want that pizza.
Sure.
Just give me that pizza.
Listen, if you want to see how Ben was able to achieve the success that he did, you should see the training video they launched on Friday.
Instagram.
So, yeah, the day before training really paid off.
I think so.
Really did.
So, Daniel, I feel for you, man.
Yeah,
thanks for the tweet.
It was like we were with him.
Yeah.
Along the way.
For sure.
Thank you.
Coming up next, five pop culture questions.
Oh.
And Kelly K.
The sweats.
Stands in your way.
I mean, nothing gets tender, but the sweats are still real.
True.
I can say that.
All right.
That's too graphic.
502-571-9970. If you think you can take down the top pop culture queen, Can't Be Kelly is coming up after Post Malone on 99.7 DJX. Don't act like you my friend
when I'm rolling through my hands. It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Be Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Kara calling us from Middletown.
Hey, Kara from Middletown.
Hi.
Okay, so Kara, how are you this morning? How do you feel? Are you in the middle of some fog? What's going on?
There is actually no fog where I'm at, so I was a little surprised when some people had some fog this morning.
So were we. We were very surprised. It was already at red level. Like, oh my goodness.
I know. All right, so Kara, it's five pop culture questions. How do you feel? You feel good?
I feel good.
Okay. How do you typically do?
Well-rested.
Okay, how do you typically do?
Three or four on a good day.
All right. Three or four on a good day.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, Kara, let's hope today is one of your good days. $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds could be yours if you get more right than Kelly. If you guys tie, of course, it goes to Kelly. But if you guys tie after getting all five correct, then it goes to sudden death. Let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly. Bye. All right, she's leaving the room. Door is shut. Here's your first question. Robert Kraft spoke for the first time, apologizing to fans after getting caught in a South Florida prostitution sting. What team is he the owner of?
The Bengals.
Which former sports star is now the new face of Papa John's Pizza and will sit on the company's board of directors?
It's harder sauce. LeBron James.
Did you say tartar sauce?
That's your answer.
Was that your swear?
I know.
I told Kara before we went in there, I'm like, don't swear. And she's like, okay, all right, I won't. Okay, I like that though. All right, question three. Actress Sarah Jessica Parker is 54 today. What was her character's name on Sex and the City?
Carrie.
Say that again.
Carrie.
Okay. Who told Ellen DeGeneres last week that he stayed on television too long and should have left 10 years before his departure, saying that no one had, quote, the guts to fire him? Need an answer?
Gonna skip that one.
All right. And Wash Poppin filed a trademark on March 11th to use the phrase occur for, quote, paper goods, namely paper cups and posters. Who owns the company and is trademarking that phrase?
Cardi B.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How'd she do?
Kara got two correct.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
For Kelly now. Here we go. Kara, sit back and let's let Kelly sweat for a sec.
Okay.
All right. By the way, Kara did swear in her own special
way.
That's
fantastic.
What did you say again?
Tartar sauce.
She said, oh, tartar sauce. Yeah, all right.
I'm going to use that. That sounds fun.
Question number one for...
Tartar sauce is also another good one.
Okay. All right. Question number one for Kelly. Robert Kraft spoke for the first time apologizing to fans after getting caught in a South Florida prostitution sting. What team is he the owner of?
Is he the Patriots?
Patriots is correct.
Hey.
What former sports star is now the new face of Papa John's Pizza will sit on the company's board of directors?
Shaq.
Shaq is
Shaquille
correct.
O'Neal. Yep.
Actress Sarah Jessica Parker is 54 today. What was her character's name on Sex and the City?
Carrie Bradshaw.
Correct. Who told Ellen DeGeneres last week that he stayed on television too long and should have left 10 years before his departure, saying that no one, quote, had the guts to fire him?
I'm so blanking on that. Who's been on her show?
Need an answer. David Letterman is what we're looking for.
Oh, David Letterman. That's my guess.
Two seconds too late.
Yeah, sorry. Question five.
Okay,
question five for Kelly. Wash Poppin filed a trademark on March 11th to use the phrase "okr" for paper goods, namely paper cups and posters. Who owns the company is trademarking the phrase?
I didn't know the first part of it, but your divine delivery of that word led me to Cardi B.
Cardi B is correct. Okay. 4 out of 5. You got it, Kelly. Kara, it wasn't your day.
Oh, Kara.
Tartar sauce!
Crackers, cheese, and crackers. Custard, ketchup, and mayonnaise.
Cheesy rice.
Oh, cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice indeed.
Oh, well, Kara.
You gotta get creative when you have kids.
Yeah,
Hockey sticks.
That's right. You know, you can't necessarily swear around the kids, so you gotta figure out some new ways to get your aggression out.
Tater salad.
Oh, tater salad.
Exactly.
What is tater salad?
They don't think that it's a swear word. So
right.
They don't go repeating it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome. There's one more thing we have to make.
Yeah, Kara, please.
My name is Kara, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, no, Kara.
All right. Sounds so defeated when she
you
said
do
that.
Sound a little defeated, but Kara, thank you so much for participating. We hope you have a wonderful day today.
And your hair looks shiny and bouncy despite the rain and humidity.
Thank you.
Okay, Kara, thanks. All right,
have
bye-bye.
A good day.
All right, you too.
Bye. Oh, I wanted her.
No, you did not. That can't beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text messages 502-571-9970. By the way, if you think that you can, like, take on Kelly and can't be Kelly, you can always, like, relive the moment. Go to the podcast, WDJX.com, and see how well you would have done. A lot of people texting and saying, you know, shouldn't have even called in. Aaron said, I got all five. I should have called in. Yeah, you know,
that
regret. Chris said I would have tied with Kelly.
Aw,
okay, that stinks. And then we get to this text message here from a listener. Can we ignore this lady that shouldn't have even gotten through to play Can't Beat Kelly? And talk about the fact that Ben propped his phone up on a fence during the Papa John's 10 miler to take a meditation selfie after the race Saturday and didn't even share the finished product. Listen, hang on. I don't want to divulge my secrets here. Why are you throwing me? Why are you throwing me under the bus like that?
You're busted taking a selfie. It's amazing.
So after the Papa John's 10 miler, I was like, what do I do? And so I was thinking.
Oh God.
oh, maybe I take like a little meditation selfie. And I'm like looking around going, ah, no one's going to like hold the phone for me. So I'm just.
Quite a meditation selfie.
So I just decided to prop the phone up on a fence.
I'm crying.
And set the timer on the phone.
And
sit on the ground and take this selfie. Now
this is the most glorious thing.
Dad, you're so basic.
And so then this. This listener texts back and says, I always see him post pictures after runs, and I'm always like,
Is someone else
taking these photos?
I know.
Nope. Now I know.
Yep. Yeah. He's got a little kickstand on his little case there.
I mean, listen, every now and then, I'll get like my daughter or someone to post a photo of me.
You didn't even share it? How could you not share it?
I did. I put it on my Insta story.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you need to share it as a post.
All right. Well, I put it on my Insta story because it wasn't like one of those that was good enough to last forever.
No, people were going to miss it if they didn't click on your story. That one needs to live longer as a post.
I'll put it on Ben and Kelly show Insta story. I'm going to put it on Insta story. I don't think it's quality enough to last forever.
Now it is.
Well, we talked about it now.
She just made it valid.
Guys.
She made it valid.
Dang
it's got to live as a post. It has to. So it can be found on the wall anytime. Yes.
I would like to formally apologize for not being there as your personal photographer.
I know.
Like I am here on the show.
But he just proved it. He doesn't need you.
But
he's
just normally,
got a little,
fine,
he's
fine.
Got his little kickstand.
I'll just quit right now.
That's how we make all of our boy band pictures.
Normally, Kat takes these photos of me.
I do. All the ones on the Ben and Kelly Instagram. I take your pictures.
Listen, he does just fine on his own, taking his own selfies.
Does he beautify himself with the filter?
Yes, he does.
I just swipe to a different filter.
It does. You filter yourself. Here's the thing.
I do filter myself.
There is nothing more perfect in this world than capturing people taking selfies, because nothing looks more ridiculous ever. It's fantastic. But at least you weren't like holding it and giving duck lips and stuff.
No, it was a very zen-like photo of me just letting me have my moment.
And there are so many people around you. It is a wonder that just at least one person has reached out saying, I saw it. But you know other people did.
App that's like his little bragging rights with how many miles he ran at the bottom.
He's got the little Nike swoosh at the top. Like it's something official.
All right, fine.
It's me. I'm so fancy.
Listen, let me have my moment. Will you let me have my moment of zen? Alone by myself, propping my damn phone up on the fence.
I love you. It's so great.
Me and Kelly are giving you so much crap. At the same time, we could not even run a mile, probably.
I'm not even going to pretend that I could do that. Nope, not gonna.
All right.
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, another winning word for you.
Can we make it selfie? I want it to be selfie.
I'm sure it'll be one of them.
That'd be great.
That's too fitting.
Yeah, coming up here in just less than about 10 minutes on 99.70 JX. Bottles, 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone.
Locations Louisville Etown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Let's do this.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Yeah. Here's your winning word.
Dreaming.
Dreaming. D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G.
Get it? Last hours was always. This hours is dreaming.
Oh, I see it. You put it together. You have a horse name.
That's a horse.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Pro tip, just keep a running list of all the words that could come in handy. WDJX.com.
Yep. Get that in. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here. Louisville Loot on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do this everything a single hour. Powered by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Do you know, now, Kat just was sitting there checking her bracket to see how she was doing.
I'm doing fabulous for my Sweet 16. Is that what they call it? I got 13 out of 16.
Very good.
Okay. I know.
So, through 48 of the 63 total games of the 2019 NCAA tournament, there is but one perfect bracket still left across all major online bracket games.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
It's username Center Road, and it's on the NCAA Bracket Challenge game.
Do you think they know?
I think they probably do.
Okay. Yeah,
right. I think they probably do.
Just checking.
By reaching the Sweet 16 unblemished, Center Road now owns the longest streak of correct bracket picks that has ever seen, shattering the reported record of 39 games, which happened back in 2017. So it's been 2 years.
Oh, my.
Since we've had a bracket this perfect.
Oh, by the way, Suzanne just texted, Cat's number three in our office pool.
Hey.
Number three.
Watch out. There's 11 people in it, so that means I could be $55 richer if I win.
Nice. Listen, start making the plans richer for that money right now. Start making the plans.
I'm going to go spend it on lots of fun things out at the bars, having a good time.
So just for a comparison, if every game were a coin toss, the odds of predicting 48 in a row, like this person did, are 1 and 281... What's after a trillion?
Oh, trillion?
No, what's after trillion?
After trillion? Yeah. I don't even know. Gertrillion? I don't know. I haven't made
okay,
it.
Okay, so it would take that 281 gertrillion.
Did I just make that up? I feel like I did.
One,
sounds right, though.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15 places.
That said, the odds of winning the Powerball is 1 in 292 million.
Yeah, so you have a better chance at winning the Powerball than you do at winning and having a perfect bracket.
So translation, go get your ticket.
Right.
Because $750 million for Powerball.
There you go.
Wednesday, just saying. Wow. So much winning could
look
be
that
had.
Look at that. Feel
all
good
the winning.
I know I just got into the sportsy sports world, but I'm kind of jealous already of this person's perfect bracket.
Absolutely.
Even though I don't know anything about
well,
it.
Well, no. Listen, you got a shot at $55.
I know.
You do.
$55.
That's a lot.
That's your feel good. Powered by Ray's Ford. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Do you remember the free therapy that we had last week?
Oh, we remember.
With the lady who got the tattoo behind her ear that said Taylor, told her boyfriend that it was of her beloved family dog.
In fact, I got a tattoo of Taylor behind my ear in solidarity.
Stop.
Over the weekend.
Stop it.
And
Kelly.
And they were going to go to her parents' house over this past weekend, and she was freaking out that like it would come up and that she's woven this web of lies about this dog and this tattoo named Taylor,
all of that,
and then the fact that there's not going to be any pictures of this beloved dog at the house because the house burnt down.
Yeah.
And none of that being true.
It was, wow, it was elaborate.
Remember that?
I remember.
I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda. She's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
Wow!
Okay. What the what just happened?
What the what?
Okay.
What the what?
All right, so we've got a follow-up for you in about 20 minutes, okay?
I mean, when she calls in, there's a chance that somebody's going to
Get back to someone who's going to know someone who's going to know someone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, bless.
I'm sweaty.
Oh, bless.
I'm invested.
I know.
All that.
My sweat level is out of red right now. Coming up, 20 minutes. Hang on. 99.7 JX. Remember, dreaming, DREAMING, is your winning word.
For this hour.
Yep. You can get that in at WDJX.com. Could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And here we are sitting here thinking that Captain Marvel is going to win the weekend every single weekend up until the new Captain, Avengers Infinity War or something like that?
Why did you say Captain Avengers Infinity War? What is the matter with you? You're a dude.
I know.
You got a hand over your dude card.
I'm not in the Marvel Universe.
Avengers Endgame.
Okay. The Captain Avengers Endgame.
Oh, my God. Stop saying Captain Avengers.
Oh, God. Honestly, I wouldn't believe you.
See?
Kat and I, we're there.
No, we're going to punch you in the beard.
Knuckles. There you go.
Oh,
all right.
God.
We got it. So, yeah, who would have thought that Us would have come out of nowhere?
Listen.
It's
a Jordan Peele
Jordan
movie.
Jordan Peele.
He was the guy that did, what is it, the other one? What was the other one called? The other scary one.
Get Out.
God. Our intern for the win. She's been feeding us lines all morning.
So yeah.
Yeah. We don't say anything unless she tells us.
And honestly, I hadn't seen any like previews about this movie
did you?
Oh, see,
I didn't sleep.
Us.
Yeah.
Is that horror movie? It opened at $70.2 million.
Jordan Peele needs a hug. It's evident. He needs a hug. Something went wrong in the childhood for him to come up with such twisted, scary, scary, twisted movies.
Yeah, so it set a record for original horror film opening weekend.
Nope. Nope.
A Quiet Place was the record last year.
Yeah, and that's super scary, too.
Yeah, that was
intense.
That was John Krasinski, right?
Yes. Ryan Krasinski.
I know. I was getting his characters mixed up.
Jim. Throwing Jim from The Office.
Jim, Jack,
yes,
and John all of that. Krasinski.
Jim, Jack, John.
Yeah. Do you guys do horror movies? I say no.
No, sir.
I do.
I like sleeping.
I do.
Yeah, no.
But I will say that our buddy Lauren Jones over at Wave 3.
Did she see it?
She saw it, and she said she laughed through most of it.
Are you kidding?
And gave it a 4.5 out of 10.
Well, she probably laughed because she was uncomfortable by how scared she was.
She was not impressed. She's like, no, she's saying she was laughing. She was not scared.
Why?
Yeah, she
unimpressed.
Was not
scared. Why?
Unimpressed.
Not
scared. Unimpressed.
No.
So at this point,
she's lying to herself.
I don't know. I don't know what to. Now, I can't look at you, Kat, for any sort of movie review at all because you don't ever watch movies.
She's just heard of the word movies.
Yeah, so. She's literally heard the word movie and she's like, oh, I know the word us.
And then I had to dictionary.com it.
Wait, This Is Us is a horror movie?
Oh, wow. I thought that was about like some Pittsburgh family. That was
This Is Us sounds like a love story.
Does that star Mandy Moore?
With Mandy Moore? Nah, anyways. Yeah, so set the record for horror films earning $70.2 million at launch with only 3,700 screens. It was only on 3,700 screens.
You cannot pay me enough to go see it. You can't. Sorry, there's not enough money.
So yeah, Captain Marvel was second. And here we were thinking
here
that
we were.
Captain Marvel was going to cruise to the Captain Avenger.
The Captain America Avengers.
Deadpool.
We are slacking in challenge. Movie corner right now.
And wow. This has been Movie Corner, friends.
We're such a hot mess.
Yeah, Wonder Park was third. Five Feet Apart was fourth. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World was five over the weekend. Most people were watching basketball.
Yes, they were.
Most people are watching
basketball.
The
sportsy
sports.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Captain Avengers. Come on.
How about these apples?
I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda.
Oh,
she's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
Oh, well,
we hadn't said her name on Thursday.
He did, though.
He did.
Oh, you're on blast.
He
just got all savage and called her out.
Buckle up.
Okay. So the follow-up to the therapy where she got the Taylor tattoo that was not her beloved dog.
Nope.
It was actually for Taylor Hanson.
Yes. Oh, this is the update you didn't know you needed.
All right, that's on the way. Hang on. 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yeah, we got our own bracket up on the website at WDJX.com. It's a bracket of the suburbs. So you can vote on which suburb, which area of town you think is the best.
Battle of the Burbs.
Yep, WDJX.com. You can win $250 to spend at Drake's, which, you could get a lot of stuff there at Drake's. So that'd be pretty cool. Now, speaking of brackets, women's NCAA bracket, Louisville cruising this past weekend in Louisville. Fitting, very fitting for some of those seniors, you know, to go out. They cruise past Michigan and Robert Morris. Kentucky is playing tonight, 7 o'clock against NC State. So they're both still in it.
Cards fans, pin your hopes and your dreams on the ladies.
Yep. Over on the men's side, you know, we talked about the UCF Duke game, which
that was insane.
That was a bit insane.
I inadvertently saw it at Buckheads in Jeffersonville.
Yeah,
and it got wild.
Kentucky taking on Houston on the 29th, and then Louisville is hosting the NCAA men's tournament Sweet 16 action. Purdue is coming back to Louisville. So there you go.
Hail, hail to all Purdue. All hail to all. Come back. 2, 3, 4. I just want to throw that out there.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I predict Purdue is going to win.
Oh, did you? Okay,
did.
That's Kat's bracket. She's number 3 bracket. In our office pool.
But.
No, the only reason she did is she's like, I've heard of Purdue.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of how she put it, right?
That is kind of how
what
I picked
what was your other criteria?
And I
like hot guys?
I picked either between hot guys, schools that looked like fun party schools.
Oh, fun party schools also
and,
made the cut.
Cities right. that I'd like to go visit.
Cities
I'd like to
That's
go visit.
Great. That
I want to go visit
method.
West Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I can vouch. Lovely place.
All
it
right.
is a lovely place.
Right,
I spent
great.
4 years of my life there. Yes.
Okay, so there you go. There's the brackets. WDGX.com. You can do the little Battle of the Burbs if you want.
That's how you sports.
Yeah, that's how you sports.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the follow-up you never knew you needed.
It's about to get aggressive.
Oh, my gosh. Is it ever?
We're going on a date.
Yes.
I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda.
Yeah, we do.
Taylor tattoo.
Yes! We talk to Jason, the boyfriend, next on 99.70JX. JX. Last week, we had a call from a listener who had lied to her boyfriend on several different occasions. She had a tattoo named Taylor on her behind her ear. Told him it was of her dog, childhood dog, that had passed away.
Yes, but sadly, when he goes to meet her parents, he won't be seeing any of those pictures of the beloved dog because the house burned down in a fire.
Oh, well, by the way.
That didn't happen either.
Yeah, by the way, the tattoo is actually of Taylor Hansen.
Yeah!
Of Hansen.
Such a web of lies.
Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up?
All right, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda.
How so?
Well, she's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so I mean, clearly you guys remember, you talked to her last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, as you have probably surmised, figured out about it, my sister sent your podcast to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Sure.
That's Amanda.
Did you go to her parents' house? What happened?
I did. I did go to her parents' house, and I decided that I was going to mess with her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
All right. So we walk in, and I immediately complimented the house, and I asked about, you know, how long it took to rebuild it after the fire.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, yeah. I come right to the chase. And her mom looks at me like I was just out of my mind.
Yeah.
Like it was so, so good. And she obviously had, like, no idea what I was talking about because, you know, there never was a fire.
Yeah, that was one of the lies that she had told, right? Uh-huh.
Right. And so then at that point, it was extremely clear that she had not told her parents the stories that she had told me.
Okay.
These were lies just for me.
So what is she looking like at this point? What does your girlfriend's face look like right now?
Oh, pure panic. Pure panic. But, you know, she actually managed to hide it pretty quick. And then she jumps in and she says, okay, hey, mom, let's grab some drinks for everybody. But, you know, she is absolutely dying on the inside.
Yeah.
And so they're in the kitchen getting drinks, and her dad is there with me, and he doesn't know what to do, so he just starts to talk about basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Let's whip out the sportsy sports, start talking about sports.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come back from the kitchen with the tray of drinks and everything, and I could tell that maybe she had clued her mom in, but I figured I'd go for it just to bring up the dog.
Oh, no. Yeah, the other dog lie.
The dog, yep. Taylor.
Sure.
The childhood dog, right. Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. That was strike two.
Mm-hmm, the supposed origin of the tattoo.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I say, I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a dog. I said, what kind of dog was Taylor? Sounds like Taylor was a very good boy. Tell me about him, Nick. I want to know more about that breed.
Wow. Okay.
And so her dad is confused again. Obviously. I can tell he's about to start talking about March Madness.
Right.
Then her mom just jumps right in, doesn't skip a beat, and starts saying, like, oh, what a good dog he was. And but I could tell that she was trying to figure out what to say next. So she's like, oh, such a good dog. Very, very good.
Now mom's in on the lie.
So she's trying to cover for her daughter.
Yeah. And so, but I'm trying not to laugh, doing everything in my power. And honestly, I was a bit impressed at her mom's improv skills.
Okay.
Okay.
But at that point, Amanda cracked.
Oh, your girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She gave up at that point and admitted to the whole thing. And thank God her parents have an awesome sense of humor. Everything ended up great. They thought it was hilarious. And just how far she went to cover up the fact that she loves Taylor Hansen so much.
Yeah, that's it was elaborate. It was elaborate.
Yeah, incredibly elaborate.
Yeah. Like, the Taylor Hansen tattoo on the back of her ear, and she lied to you about it being her family pet that had passed away, but oh yeah, there's no pictures in the house because of a fire. All those lies. Wow.
What did you think when you originally heard the podcast and heard that this was all indeed a huge pack of lies?
Honestly, my first thought was kind of like, I knew it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It sounded so unlikely.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, a dog? tattoo behind your ear, and oh, I can't show you any pictures because there was a fire.
You're like, come on.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Really?
So how are you guys now? Are you guys good, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, things are great. We actually ended up having, like, a really excellent visit, and it ended up being, like, a really good icebreaker. Like, once you get through that, like, you can, I think you can get through a lot. And then on the way home, she apologized again, and we promised to each other that we wouldn't be lying anymore.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's a good start. See, look, you just built a solid foundation.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like the number one important thing, I think, in a relationship is honesty.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Built on a bed of lies, but now recovered, and now we're moving on.
Absolutely. Exactly. And we are going to need now to be invited to the wedding.
From a throne of lies to a throne of truth.
Wow. All right. Well, Jason, thanks for the follow-up. It's not often that we get follow-ups on things like this, but that was good.
Okay, now here's the follow-up to the follow-up. I'm going to need you guys to get a dog and name it Taylor.
That's good.
I guess doable.
Jason, thank you, man.
Yeah, I absolutely know. Thank you, guys. This was way too much fun.
All right. Wow.
That was excellent.
Yeah, Kim texted in and said, run, Jason, run. I thought Taylor was an ex-boyfriend, not Taylor Hanson. What
come
a weirdo.
On now. Come on. Listen to the sweet, sweet songs that are playing in the background. Come on.
Sure.
Come on.
How can you not get a tattoo of Taylor Hanson behind your ear?
I don't know. I'm with Kim. I still think that there's another person and that this is all lies still.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That is too fantastic.
Another text that said, I bet Jason got some makeup mbop after that.
Absolutely. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Thank you, Jason, for the follow-up there on 99.7 DJX. I will go, go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 855, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio, and you got us there as well. You guys want a naked story?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. You're like, why would he be playing the Tetris theme?
What is that? Why?
The Tetris theme?
Yes, why?
Because this story is out of Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
Yeah.
Got it.
If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, trying to board an airplane naked, well, you're doing okay.
Uh-huh.
Naked Russian guy.
Uh-huh.
He attempted to do just that. Here's the thing. He made it through security before he decided to take his clothes off.
I thought you were going to say he went through security naked.
No, he probably wouldn't have made it through security naked.
Yeah, probably not. He knew that.
Once into the airport, he waited in line.
Uh-huh.
Completely naked.
Sure.
At his gate.
Yeah.
According to reports, he shouted he was naked because clothing impairs the aerodynamics of the body.
He
flies with more agility when undressed.
I have a question. Does he know he can fly inside the plane and not out?
Right.
Does he know that?
Right.
Clue him into that?
I don't think he maybe understood that.
Did he have the laser hair removal too to go the extra mile?
Listen, he's rolling in with science that we can't dispute.
Well, yeah, no, you don't dispute that. I want to know what happened to his clothes that he was wearing when he went through security. Like, where do you pack that?
I mean, well, and people are like, well, what's your carry-on? And he's like...
Pat me down if you want.
I don't want to pat that down.
I don't have
unless
any place
sexy
to put a carry-on.
Oh, God.
How hot was he?
On a scale of hotness.
He was a middle-aged Russian man.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I'll just say, if he was young, then...
I don't know. I don't know how that gauges hotness. But
I'm wanted a celebrity reference. If he's hot enough, he can get away with this.
I don't know if he can, though, really. What? I need certain things covered.
So,
I need to see everything. I don't.
Naked Russian guy.
Okay.
Said being naked made him more aerodynamic. Okay. And that's why he was going to fly naked.
I think he's doing it wrong. I'm not an expert, but I have flown before.
Kelly is not an expert.
Have you flown naked?
In engineering or in aerodynamics.
No, but I know.
But she has hot takes to think that, you know what, I'm going to be inside the plane.
If you're on the inside of the plane, I don't think it matters.
I'm going to be all right.
I feel like
there you go.
I appreciate that he's trying to help out the pilots.
For sure. That is setting the bar.
All right.
DJX. I'm sorry that I let you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority. Locations Louisville, Neatown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com. Let's do this.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Nyquist.
Oh, crap, I gotta look him. Okay, it's N-Y-Q-U-I-S-T.
Horse.
That's a horse.
It's a horse.
Again, it's a little tough to spell. you're not aware. So just NYQUIST.
NyQuest.
Spelling counts, kids.
Yep. Get that into the website, WDJX.com. By the end of the day, you could be $1,000 richer.
How many people's phone's going to autocorrect it to NyQuil?
That's what
I
was thinking.
Right? How many?
Right?
Got to double check it.
Yeah, so double NyQuist. Check. NyQuist, WDJX.com. Get in to win your Louisville Loot Derby Edition. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, there is a family in England who is looking for a special nanny. Kelly, can you translate this?
They're looking for a special nanny to dress up as a Disney princess. And I formally applied. Sorry, don't tell my husband or my kids.
Okay. Bye, Kelly. You're probably going to get it.
Perfectly tailored for me.
Yeah, they're looking for someone to model like Princess Tiana, Princess Anna, Belle, and Cinderella.
All that.
For their twin five-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
How much play are dress me? Up, take care of them, about $53,000.
Oh, that's way more than I make here. Yes, I'm out.
25 days off.
And here's the thing.
National holidays and sick days.
I can only assume that they want me to speak British.
Well, obviously.
In their native tongue.
Yeah.
So they can understand me.
They wouldn't understand you any other way.
Right. I'm going to be a British Disney princess. Bye-bye, family. Goodbye, children. I loved you.
Yeah. They say they're obsessed with Disney, and they think it'd be a great way to teach the girls about things like determination, compassion, fearlessness, and ambition from strong yet relatable female role models.
Yes, relatable. Yes, absolutely. You know what? My daughter already has like an entire garbage bag full of Disney wigs.
There you go.
They look like a hot mess, but I can make it work.
Yeah, put a few of those on.
They're providing my wardrobe, right? They're going to buy the dresses?
They are going to buy the dresses.
Sweet. I'm booking my ticket. I'm sure they're going to hire me. It's going to be amazing.
You're such a good mom. You're stealing from your daughter and then leaving her.
That's right. It's fine. They're in capable hands of my husband.
It'll be fine.
They're going to understand. They can come visit Mumsy.
Childcare.co.uk. There you go. Yes.
It's all good. It's been a good run. Pip, pip. Cheer you. I'm waving goodbye to all of you. You can't see me. It's radio, but whatever. Goodbye. Mumsy loves you.
All right. That's feel good. It's really feel good for Kelly. I guess that's why we did it. It was a feel good for Kelly. Powered by Raise Ford. DJX. When I was young. Thank you, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, NyQuist, NYQUIST. That is your winning word this hour. That will perhaps even get you in to $1,000 by the end of the day. So that's pretty cool. WDJX.com, NyQuist. So Idol, you watched Idol last night?
Listen, I typically check out. I check out after the auditions are over. I'm like, see ya, it's been a good run. I might check back in the final week.
You're kind of like the way I do with The Bachelor.
Yes. So, but I might be on board for the whole season because of one guy.
One guy, okay.
His name is Alejandro.
Okay.
Ooh. He's 24 years old, mm-hmm. a dishwasher, and he shreds the guitar like nobody's business. Like, his first audition was just stupid. It was just, he's so good, they should just stop the show at that point and give it to him.
Okay.
Because he should win, and this is Alejandro. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. Playing some Justin Bieber. I just need one more shot at forgiveness. Listen to the guitar. Is it too late
now to say sorry? Such a tender version of this song. Tender.
Listen to the guitar. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Cause I know I'll let you down. Is it
too late to say I'm sorry? No, yeah. All right, well, that's good.
You cut off the best part. I'm sorry, lover. Hang with me.
Okay. Just getting bored.
What?
I'm just getting bored. Great guitarist. Too bad it's not American Guitar Idol.
Listen.
That's great.
I don't care.
They're supposed to be judging him on his singing.
You're killing my vibe. It's a total package. You're killing my vibe right now.
They're supposed to be judging him on his singing, is it not? This isn't America's Got Talent. This is American Idol.
I need to wake up to that every single morning and have him personally serenade me as my alarm clock. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ben Davis.
Thank you very much. And so then another stand-up moment from last night. Colby Swift. So Colby, I think he also auditioned in Louisville. So he shows up. He's a good old boy. He has holes in his cowboy boots, right? Mm-hmm. So Luke Bryan notices this and gives him his boots off his feet.
Are they the same shoe size?
Yes.
Who cares?
Absolutely.
All right.
And then he kicks him off the show. But other than that, he survived one round and then gets kicked off. But this is the other thing that you need to watch. So there was another girl named Shay who auditioned here in Louisville. She's blind, right? Mm-hmm. So this is during the group round. So they have to team up in groups. They have groups of four. They had to learn a song, but she couldn't learn it because she couldn't see the lyrics.
Oh.
So they kind of team up, rally around her, and then they slay this.
Desire, believe what you say. I want it that way.
But we are two worlds apart.
Sound like she said a fart. It kind of did, didn't it?
Yes, it does a little. Listen to the harmonies, though.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but.
Oh, they're just like pentatonics. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Okay, all so right. So at the end, so they were all wearing, the three of them were wearing goggles. And so I was kind of like, why are they wearing goggles? It's a little weird of a style choice. This is why. They were blacked out goggles so that they put them on at the end of the song so that they knew what she felt like singing blind.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
That is pretty cool.
Like they should like legit just make them a group and send them out to make records because they're amazing. And then one of them gets kicked out. That was sad and tragic.
Okay, all right.
And Oh. So good. So I might stick with the show.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's the update.
I typically do. That is the whole point of this little segment.
I may stick with the show.
I may stick around a little longer.
A week or two longer.
Because the talent's amazing this year.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
There's a lot more laughs to go with Ben and Kelly. When you get to the office, head over to thebenandkellyshow.com and listen live.
say just what you did. I already know. I had to go and find out from them. So tell me, how's it feel?
Seven DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Can we just, like, off the air, Ben thinks he's dropping this hot little bit of knowledge that I've never heard of before. He's like, you know, I said, hey, all I can do is think about the guy from the viral video dancing. He's like, you know, he's in the video, right? And I believe I'm the one that told you that.
I didn't say it in a country accent.
I mean, that was my...
You know he's in the video,
you know he's
right?
In the video, right? He's looking at me with a little twinkle in his eye like, I know something you don't know.
Hey, you know...
I'm educating you. Hashtag knowledge.
You know he's in the wow video, don't you? Don't you? All right, set to the bar. Small example of what not to do when you come across a cockroach, okay?
Oh, gentleman accidentally busted a cap into his own foot.
Wow! Got aggressive?
She needs an award for the reporting on
did
this.
Did it not?
Early Tuesday morning while attempting to take out a cockroach.
Okay. All right.
So wait, you need to paint the picture because right now I'm finishing the whole story in my head. He's just sitting there. He's like, I'm going to shoot that thing and end its life.
50-year-old guy.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
So far, so good.
According to WDI-TV, police said the 50-year-old man who used a wheelchair was at his house on the block of 18700 Albion Street.
Okay,
wow, she is very, very thorough.
Yes.
I'll cut to the chase. He threw a shoe that had his gun hidden in it.
Oh, that is not where I saw that going.
Yeah, so he thought, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of shoot the cockroach, I'm going to throw my shoe at the cockroach. That'll get rid of it.
Honestly, that's a pretty good attempt. I would say if he's in a wheelchair, so he's limited to what he can reach. You got a shoe, throw it at the cockroach. I wouldn't do that.
Spoiler, he keeps his gun hidden in his shoe.
That's where he went wrong.
And the gun was there, fell out, fired, hit him in the leg.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Okay. That could have ended up real bad.
So, you know, when you come across a cockroach, and I'm sure you have before in your life.
Oh, in my office, actually, last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-mm. He did not survive.
If you
Spoiler alert.
Did you shoot him?
Nope. I enlisted somebody else. I think Juan took care of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So either find your own Juan to take care of your...
Find a Juan.
Find a Juan to take
Another
care of your...
Another Juan.
Your cockroach needs. Or don't do as this guy did and throw a shoe that contains your gun in it.
Well, just take the gun out of the shoe before you throw it. That would help.
Still, what do you think the shoe's going to do? Well, she's not going to kill the cockroach.
If you are a good shot, if you're a good toss, if you are on target, I could take it out.
All right.
Heck yeah. It could.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I think you're giving a lot of people a lot more credit than they have.
That is true. I am predicting he was a good toss.
So if you remember nothing from this show, just remember, don't shoot cockroaches. And don't throw cockroaches that have your guns in them.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't throw shoes.
Shoes at cockroaches
that
have their guns in them.
That's the lesson.
All right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
All right. Make yourself familiar with the show on the podcast at WDJX.com.
It was a good recovery.
Thank you.
I had no idea where you were going with that.
No, I did. I was going to say, you know, if you missed anything from the show.
Oh, okay.
I said if you missed, but I started to say meh. All right, we're done. Guys, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. See you then.